And for the first time since last Monday, it's the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason Kanz.
Good morning. I did not hear Marshfield Clinic mentioned on your list.
Yeah, it's not there. It's open. Hardy Souls
going to work today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, my wife and I went to Florida last Tuesday, and we came back yesterday, and I think I should have stayed a few more days.
You should have. Yeah, it was, I'm sure, a rude awakening coming back from beautiful weather to bitter cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, you know, much more exciting to go down there and the white sand beach. It was like paradise, Jason. It was just incredible. We were on Anna Maria Island in Bradenton, Florida, and wonderful hosts and a great opportunity to go to a nonprofit training conference on Thursday. And among the other things I learned about social media and fundraising and donor development and my wife, other exciting topics like doing the budget and strategic thinking.
Ooh,
yeah,
that sounds like a real barn burner there.
Let's see, the social media, two food things he said. One is, he said, you have got to try salt on watermelon. I've never done that. Have you?
I don't like watermelon, so yeah. I like the flavor of watermelon, but I don't like watermelon itself. Maybe that would help it for me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny, because you and I have our food disagreements, but that is, I'm not a big watermelon guy either, and you feel kind of odd saying that, you know?
Yeah, because it seems like one of those foods people should universally like.
It is.
Yeah.
And apparently it's really healthy. But anyhow, he just said salt on he said it explodes the taste, and somehow that tied into him talking to us about our websites. I'll have to check my notes. Because my wife is just like, that's what you came away with? The other thing was, he said, when he loves to grill steak, and he said he rubs coffee on it, like coffee, like even instant coffee, and then you really salt it. And he said his friend tells him you make the best steak. So there you go.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of the coffee on either in barbecue rubs or just like that. And I've not tried it, but it would be good.
Got a chance to do some reading, and one of the books I was reading on the flight home yesterday from Brian Zond, Beauty Will Save the World.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a very good one. Yep.
Rediscovering the Allure and Mystery of Christianity. It's very good and very timely. It's painfully timely. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
a friend of mine has that tattooed on his arm.
Really?
Beauty Will Save the World. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And what are you reading?
Currently, so Stephen King wrote a long fantasy series called The Dark Tower, and it's 5,500 pages long, and I'm in the last book of that, and so, yeah, that's what I'm working on right now.
Gotcha. That is long.
It is.
5,500 pages. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, closing out here on an 8 Below Monday, it's been a while, but Romans, read me again Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Sure. That says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
All right, and so we've been reading from Letters to the Beloved, but again, we haven't convened for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it again. This is what you say on 1 and 2. In light of the good news, how then should you live? Let your whole life bear the imprint of my mercy and grace. I desire that you would become whole and holy, body and soul, an offering of worship to me. To live that way, you must radically reorient yourself away from self-centeredness and toward God-centered adoration and other-centered love. And how you doing on that? I mean, if you're married, you can know. Like the challenge, you got two self-centered people who, you know, trying to make it a go of it. And then finally, we have not yet redoubled on living this way involves daily renewal, continually refocusing upon good, authentic, and beautiful things. I'll just finish out. Wholeness and integration are the center of my will for you. Give me a final thought.
Yeah, I mean, it ties in with what you were saying there, right? I mean, the good, authentic, and beautiful. And, you know, I think beauty will save the world. And so we have to ask ourselves, what is meant by that idea? What does it mean to move or live toward wholeness, to live towards integrated life? So it's so easy to focus on what's bad and evil. And I know I do that often. And to think more about what is good and beautiful and whole.
As I was reading Brian Zond's Beauty Will Save the World, I was thinking of this song by Twyla Paris, How Beautiful, because he talks a lot about, over and over, about cruciform, living a crucified life. Not Jesus, but Jesus. Thanks, friend.
Yep.
Flying monkeys with laser cannons.
Okay, maybe not. But the world would sure be a lot less comfortable because in MyPillow.com, they have the world's best pillows, plus blankets, sheets, towels, pet beds, slippers, bathrobes, and mattress toppers. So make your world a little less chaotic and a lot more comfy. Just use promo code WWIB in MyPillow.com.
You know, flying monkeys takes a lot of getting used to. And then when they got, you arm them with the laser cannon. That's really unfair. All right, WWIB, it is 9 degrees below zero, and the winds are at making it like minus 28. So, and I think we may have awakened Drew on his vacation. So I'm sorry, friend.
I mean, reading that weather report, I'm sorry to you. I just remember leaving Michigan a few days ago and
okay,
coming down to North Carolina and being like, what is that bright thing in the sky?
Yeah. No, Peggy and I just were, last Tuesday we flew out to the white sand beaches of Florida, and we didn't fly back till yesterday, the white snows of Wisconsin. So, yeah, the way you can survive winter, if that's what we make this subject here, is get out for a while.
Well, my trip down here was not easy either. I had to basically drive through a blizzard yesterday with two kids.
Wow.
So it was not easy. But we survived it. We were right in the middle of that thing in Ohio. White knuckling the whole way down, so.
Man.
So we're here.
So what, your wife Lori, is she coming too, or what's the deal?
Well, she's going to stay back. She has a special week planned with her girlfriends, and it's her 40th birthday present. I'm not allowed to disclose on air, but
okay.
You know, her gift is a break from being a mom for a week.
That's not, no, that's, again, ways to survive both winter and motherhood. So you got your hands full, Dad, because how old are your kids?
3 and 9.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
A 9-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl.
Right. Yeah, so we're on our own for a few days.
Where are you at in North Carolina? What you going to do? Who are you going to be with?
We went to visit my best friend. He's down in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So we might check out, like, the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Or Fort Bragg.
Now, is it the NASCAR Hall of Fame, is that your thing or the kids or a mixture?
That's Abner wanted to check that out.
Okay.
Right. I'm not a big NASCAR guy, you know. As we've covered amply on the show, I'm more of a Lions slappy, you know. So
William Byron won the Daytona 500 yesterday, so there you go.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Does Abner want to be a race car driver?
You know, it changes every day.
Yeah.
He wants to be a dinosaur, race car driver. He told me yesterday he wanted to be a farmer.
Okay.
You know, just casually get into that.
He kind of has tried his hand at stand-up comedy even, hasn't he?
Yeah, he told me one time, he was like, you know, I want to be a stand-up comedian. I was like, no. That's the one thing.
you need
to get a real job, son.
You can be a pastor, but not that. Thank you,
yeah,
Drew.
Exactly.
Have a great vacation.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to wake him this morning. Although it is Eastern time. It is close to 8 o'clock. So. All right, weekend recap here on WWIB on a 10 below sunny Monday, this 17th of February, President's Day. And, my wife and I had a chance to get away to Florida thanks to some friends, Chuck and Lori Shoemaker, their son Nick, for being great hosts. We were at the white sand beaches of Anna Maria Island and Bradenton, Florida, and it was great. Now, there was some business. There was a nonprofit conference on Thursday. Did get some training there at the Bridge Church in Bradenton, Florida. But all in all, it was great, Caleb, to just kind of escape from these winter temps. And maybe we should have stayed a few days longer.
I'm kind of wondering if you should have.
Yeah.
Probably quite the climate differential between Florida and here. Well, good to have you back, Calvo. My weekend, last basketball game of the season for my YMCA team. Mm. And again, thank you to Claire and Nate. Had a great time coaching together with those young people that go to McDonald's in Chippewa Falls, and had a good time coaching Cooper and his friends. Made some caramel bars early Saturday morning because my team, I said I'd bring you a treat. And I said, do you want me to buy something? You want something homemade? They wanted homemade. So So we had the caramel bars with that. I actually had to prove to the team during the game that I did, in fact, bring them treats.
Because they needed an incentive.
Yes. And so, but they played hard, played well, and did a good job. And
nice.
So really enjoyed that Saturday evening. A very competitive game. Chi-High basketball hosting one of the best teams in the state in Marshfield and went down to the wire. So nice job there by Chippewa Falls and by the Marshfield Tigers. So enjoyed that. And Sunday was able to make it back to church for the first time in what feels like a while because we've had so much sickness in our household. So enjoyed time with church family, with my family as well, too. Played some Phase 10, didn't make it very far, but I didn't lose. I just was one of the highest scoring, which in Phase 10 is not good. You don't want to be higher scoring. But anyway, so enjoyed some time there with family yesterday evening and got some steps in as well. And then here we are.
All right, the Wib Wake Up Show, three jokes apiece here this morning.
You go on vacation, Halva. You don't even sleep on Monday last week or this week, so you still have to come up with the jokes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you know, and I got two out of three, and so we'll just go for this because a free extra, I got to say, by the way, I'm not usually a huge watermelon guy, but one of the recommendations I got down there was put salt on watermelon.
Yes.
And you've done that?
Oh, yeah. See, my grandpa and I was a big watermelon guy.
Okay.
So he absolutely says salt brings out the flavor.
All right. So. Yeah. So I first heard that. All right. So I kind of gave away my first joke, but here we go. Why did the melon jump into the lake?
I don't know.
It wanted to be a watermelon.
All right. There you go. What have I got here? Well, a little life observation, Halva. When I was young, I was scared of the dark. Now, when I see my electric bill, I'm scared of the lights.
I like it. I like
it.
Oh,
man.
All right, good start for you. My second one, why did the rabbit go to the salon?
I'm not sure.
It was having a bad hair day.
Right. Got to know your animals.
Yeah.
Hair there. What else would you have here? You know, Havel, once you've been to one food court, you've been to them all.
Yes, them all. Gotcha. Hey, my last one this morning, coming back from Florida. What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
I'm not sure.
Open-toed.
Oh, man.
That's good.
All right.
And a little sad news. Unfortunately, my obese parrot just died.
Huh.
But it is a huge weight off my shoulder.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I know I've used that one before, but I still like
it. I don't remember that one.
Oh, I do. But it was funny the last time, so I enjoyed it again.
Well, we know we are right in the throes of winter and the cold temperatures, that cold weather advisory, and then the extreme cold warning tonight from 9 until 10 tomorrow. And we're going to have to hang in there for a while, Caleb.
Yeah, spring is officially 2 months away, March 20th. That's not 2 months away.
No, it's just over
a
month.
Just a month. So what in the world? This headline, like, that's a very important typo. 1 month away headline.
Yeah.
1 month away. And we're counting down the days.
So that's some things you may not know about our current season. Winter really does make your joints ache.
No. Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say joints are held in place by suction and atmospheric pressure strengthens that.
Winter's low pressure storms allow bones to come out of their normal orientation, creating tension.
Ow.
Solution? No solution. Yeah.
No solution to this. Okay, so it does make your joints ache. Winter also encourages heart attacks. We're just lifting you up.
Yeah, right.
Monday morning.
Making you aware. You know, especially you hear about it during snow shoveling. Exposure to cold causes blood vessels to constrict and blood to thicken a little.
A little rise in blood pressure, a little thicker liquid for your heart to pump.
Solution? Stay hydrated and don't give up the morning jog.
You can always use the treadmills if it's too cold to go outside. Also, Halva just mentioned this top of the hour. Winter can make you depressed.
Yeah, about 5-6% of Americans experience seasonal affective disorder. Sad.
The full explanation is a long story, but the root cause is reduced exposure to sunshine.
Yeah. So, solution? Sunlight bulbs or a purpose-built light box.
And again, if you're doing that, just get one that emits only visible light, not UV. Uh-huh. So some sort of depressing things about winter, too. But I guess, you know what? We endure. We're hardy folk here in the Midwest. And get as much light as you can when we are in the dark and cold days.
One of my kids who suffers from this did just get one of these lights, although she said she can't really look at it. It's so bright. So. All right, well, we have a list in front of us. What some are suggesting are the best tools or maybe helps of all time.
And you and I are not exactly tool guys, but I have used multiple items on this list. And again, when they say best tools, maybe because they're most versatile, used in so many different applications. For instance, WD-40.
Yeah.
Yes, I've used that before. Very handy. Getting things unstuck.
Right. And then, you know, you just, the squeaking and all the different problems could be your car, whatever. You just, a couple of squirts of that, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Duct tape. I mean, just a million uses, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, sealing things, but it's, we were talking off the air, when we go out and do high school sports, there's always a roll of duct tape.
Yeah.
And Sam and I, when we did the live video streaming, duct tape has been invaluable in recent days when we needed to jury-rig some things. So.
Also, vice grips.
I
can't say I've used them a lot.
I think I own vice grips.
Okay.
Again, not tool guys here.
Yeah,
pretty sure I own vice grips. Don't know if I've used them, but zip ties are very useful. Very useful as well.
And Peggy has a famous story of in Liberia, the Land Cruiser we had issues, had problems. And I think our Liberian friends, what is that American rope you have? Yeah, it was called zip ties. And they were able to zip tie the vehicle together to get it to the mechanic. Yeah.
Again, this is a list in no particular order of the best tools of all time, or maybe most versatile. The final one, a multi-tool. A lot of people like carry that, a little holster or something on their belt, and it's got, again, multiple tools in one item.
There you go. Some of the best tools of all time.
If you have others you'd like to add to the list, 715-396-1670. The WIB listener line always open for your texts and voicemails. Let's go back a little bit here on a Monday morning. Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure. And I remember we won this CD from WWIB when I was just a youngin', and we would blare this thing.